Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. If you want to know how beautiful God is, you have to stand here and look at the congregation. Amen. God is beautiful. Amen. Hallelujah. So good to see a lot of friends and families this morning. We missed our family from Korea. We're glad you're back. Amen. We have so many families visiting us, and really want to thank God for Bomati's family. They are having their reunion here today. We're so glad you're here. We are so glad you're here. What you're doing is very amazing. Please keep doing it. The generations that are coming needs to know how big the family is. Amen. And thank you for bringing Bomati to us. We are blessed. Amen. Thank God for all of you that are here today. Some of our family members that are in town. Amen. We'll introduce them later at the end of this service. And welcome you all. Amen. God is good. One thing that I want to encourage you, never go to a church service or to anywhere where people gather together to worship God. And I want to encourage you to always ask the Lord, why am I here today? I don't want to leave the way I came. I don't want to just come and experience emotional things. I want my life to be upgraded where you want me to be. Because he knows where you are. He knows what is happening. I this week, even though as we celebrate and rejoice, my heart has been a little bit heavy. Because when I look here, there's a friend that used to stay here. And is no more here. So when we come, we need to be really honest with God. Yes. And be very open, because God is more than able. Amen. He knows exactly where you are. Amen. He knows the weight of what you're feeling. You're our Father, and he cares. Amen? We need to take the things of God a little bit personal and more seriously. Because God is faithful. Amen? There are three ways we deal with issues. You know, that's... And because we have three aspects of our life. We have what we call the physical body, the flesh. Then we have in us the soulish, our mind, our will and emotion. And then we have our spiritual nature, because we are spiritual beings. Amen? Amen? And our spirit connects to the Spirit of God. Amen? Amen. So, as long as we live in this world, we all face different levels of problems and needs. Amen? We are not exempted from it because we're physical and we live in a physical world that is not perfect. So we go through things, and as believers, we cannot be ignorant that we have needs. And God cares to meet our needs. Amen? We don't come to church to be so spiritual that the spiritual is not meeting the physical or soulish needs. So, many times, when we face physical needs, there are provisions that have been made to help us overcome these physical needs. So, we deal with them physically, but the soulish needs, things to do our mind, our will, our emotions, are very soulish, they're spiritual. And they cannot be fixed physically. When we try to fix it physically, we put a bandage on it. In other words, we buy time to survive. But it never solves soulish problems. Problems from the soulish realm can only be healed by the one who created it and knows the situation. That's God, from the spiritual. Amen? So most times, when we're dealing with issues, no matter how small they are, because we can fix it, we try to fix it physically. Amen? Amen. And then here too, we go to emotional, psychological issues, and we also try our best to deal with it as the best we can. But the best solution to this is why we are born again. That's why we need God.
Amen.
That's why we need God.
Amen.
God has made a lot of provision to help us with physical needs can be met. Men are going to the moon now. We have doctors. We have a lot of things can be done physically. But this place is where the problem is. Our mind, our soulish realm, our will, our emotions. That's the part people don't see. That's the part where we hide so much. We protect so much, but we're not happy. And that's the part that is disconnected, marriages, children, families. That's where we're broken. So this aspect, we really need God.
Amen.
We need God.
Amen.
I'll give you an example, how much as we grow in the things of the Lord, I'm beginning to find out that, you know, I'm learning every day that even the physical area here, I don't always want to jump because it's physical and fix it. I want to always bring God into everything that I do.
Amen.
We had this 4th of July celebration. And, you know, the weather, thank God, was cooled down a little bit. But it's been very hot. So we felt we need to have this sprinkler system for the children to play with. So we can put some pipes and water so they can cool down when it's hot. That's how simple it is. So as simple as it is, I went to the place where we normally put these things in the garage. I looked everywhere. I can't find it. So I gave up. So I went to Walla and I said, we need to buy because we need. So later we didn't buy. We just left it. But I was still concerned. I knew that that thing is in the garage. So I went, looked for it again. I didn't find it. I went back later because I wanted to make sure these kids have water to play with. I didn't find it. So I gave up. So later, as we were just there, just relaxing, it came to my mind again. You've not prayed about this. So I came to God and said, I'm sorry. I always try to help myself. But I need your help. Simple. Where is this thing? I went back to the garage. I looked again. I found it. As simple as that. I can't tell you how many times I have had that kind of experience. I will do things and try. Of course, we're humans, we do things. But I'm just wanting to show you how much God wants to be involved in our life in the smallest things. I have experienced that over and over. I just prayed. I said, okay, forgive me. Please, where is this thing? Went back, and it was there, and I brought it out, and the kids had fun playing in that water. So, we are not born again just so that we are born again. We're born again because we have a Father that cares for us, and He has plans to make sure He's part of our life physically, emotionally, soulishly, and then spiritually. Amen?
Amen?
So, I just want you to know that God is interested in your personal life.
Amen.
We have physical fathers that are very limited in what they can do. But God is unlimited.
Amen.
Why? Because He knows everything.
Amen.
He knows everything.
Amen.
So, let's practice growing up to involve Him in everything.
Amen?
Amen?
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That wasn't part of the message. It just came to me. Amen.
Amen.
Must be for somebody here.
Amen.
Amen. So today, most times when we have some very important seasons in the earth. These seasons, some of them have spiritual meanings. And the moment you have understanding of the spiritual meaning, the seasons will become more meaningful and impactful and transforming to you. Amen? And that's one of the seasons I want to share with you. And the reason for this is not because I just want to share it because it's the season, but because of what God is showing me, this is the moment for breakthrough for many of us. Yes. Amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want to talk about the year of Jubilee.
Amen.
I won't go into a lot of details, but because we are celebrating Jubilee, this one of the first time I believe people have heard it in America, because it's been so magnified, it's been so talked about, and it's been celebrated in such a way that people became aware of 250 years of America. We've always known that, but this is the first time it's been so openly pronounced a lot that it's a Jubilee in America. And so a lot of people don't know where that word came from and why. It's like, for example, we're going to take communion today. Many people don't know why they do that. If you don't understand the meaning, you will not apply yourself by faith to what you can receive from it spiritually. Amen? So that's why we have the physical, we have the soulish, and we have the spiritual meaning for everything that God has made. So I want to talk about Jubilee, and I want to tell you why. Because by God's grace, none of you should leave this place the way you came.
Amen.
I want you to look to Jesus, and I want you to see him and experience him on a personal level today. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles, we're going to open to the book of Leviticus. Leviticus chapter 25. How many of you still bring Bible to church? Amen. We have it on, we'll have it anyway. Leviticus 25. I'm going to read from verse 8. You've been hearing a lot about Jubilee. I want you to see where it actually came from in the Bible. And thou shalt number 7 Sabbaths of years unto thee. 7 times 7 years. And the space of the 7 Sabbaths of years shall be unto you 49 years. Huh? Now, verse 9. Then shalt thou cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month. In the Day of Atonement shall you make the trumpet sound throughout your land. And you shall hollow, consecrate the 50th year, that 50th year of the Jubilee, and proclaim liberty.
Yes. Liberty.
Freedom.
Freedom.
Throughout the land. And you shall return every man unto his possession. And you shall return every man unto his family. Why return? That means they've been captive. They've been taken. They're no more where they're supposed to be. For it is the Jubilee. Verse 12. No, verse 11. A Jubilee shall the 50th year be unto you. You shall not sow neither reap that which groweth of itself, nor gathered the grapes in it of the vine undressed. Verse 12. For it is the Jubilee.
Amen.
It shall be holy unto you. You shall eat the increase thereof of the field. The last verse 13. In the year of this Jubilee, you shall return every man unto his possession, his inheritance. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, debt free.
Yes.
Emotionally, physically, spiritually. Freedom. Freedom. So Jubilee First of all, from the calendar of God's creation, the Bible says God created everything and finished his, you know, creating man on the sixth day. And God rested on the seventh day. Amen? That's why today we call it Sabbath, seventh day. So he's saying, today's world, a week is 7 days. That's what the seven has been following that. So 7 times 7 is 49 days. 7 times 7 is 49 years. So the 50th is called the Jubilee year. And so I will explain to you very soon why God made that. But first, the number 50, 5 is the number of grace in the Bible. So this is grace multiplied. Abundant grace. Overcoming grace. Amen? So what has happened is God uses certain numbers to bring us into special seasons in our life. So 49 days after Jesus was risen, you know, he spent with them 40 days. On then when he left, he was with them for 40 days after resurrection, and there was a 10 days gap left. The disciples went to pray. So exactly 50 days after Jesus rose from the dead, the Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost. So Pentecost is another word for 50 Jubilee. But this time it was a spiritual, the introduction of a spiritual Jubilee. The Spirit of the Lord was released in the upper room, and today that's the same Spirit that was upon Christ, Isaiah 61. Amen. Spirit of Lord God is upon me to preach the gospel and to set the captives free, to bring freedom, healing. So the Jubilee anointing, of course, that's the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, but here is talking about Israel. And so what happened is God is giving them a principle to keep them and to help them every 50 years to return, to overcome, to be free, to go through that cycle. So here is what Jubilee looks like. And God uses the physical, and then we'll come to this. The children of Israel, when God called Abraham, and I'm speaking to us, so listen to what God is saying to you. This, I'm just using this to paint a picture. When God called Abraham, God told Abraham that your seed will inherit a promise. And the blessings upon you will flow to your children, 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 children.
Amen.
And he blessed Abraham and made a covenant with Abraham and released the Abrahamic blessing to generations of those who keep the covenant. Amen?
Amen.
So now, Isaac experienced that blessing. Jacob experienced that blessing, became Israel. And then Jacob gave birth to 12 children that were to carry the blessings into the other generations. And Joseph was a forerunner. But what happened? Joseph, again, entered into that blessing in Egypt. And Joseph was at the top of Egypt, was blessed. But then there came, after Joseph died, the Bible says there came a generation that did not understand. A generation was born that did not know who they were. So there was a Pharaoh in that generation that said, you know what? These people are getting so many. Let us come up with a strategy to put them back. So Pharaoh represents the devil. He came up with a strategy, and for the next 400 years, he put the whole children of Israel in bondage. They lost their understanding of who they are, their identity. They lost their inheritance. They lost where God put them to be in the affairs of nations. They lost their understanding of their relationship with God, their honor. And now that they lost that, they now live for the next 400 years under a different identity. And they lived under what you call slavery, bondage, captivity. They were limited in their ability to be successful. They were limited in their freedom to be who God has called them to be. They were limited in this, in everything. And they were made to work the hardest and had nothing to show for it in Egypt. They could not have what the Egyptians have, no matter how much they work. So the Bible calls it they were in a house of bondage. You can read it, of course, in Exodus. You remember Pharaoh. So that was a strategy. And what happened to a generation that did not know who they were? So God, who sees the end from the beginning, told Abraham when he was doing this covenant. He didn't tell him what would result to it, but he told him, he says, there will come a time where your seed will be in captivity for 400 years. Because he saw, he knew that the people will come that will take their calling, their rights as a covenant people for granted. And the enemy will take advantage of it. And it happened. So God says, after that 400 years, he will bring deliverance. He will bring freedom. He will set them free. And he will restore to them everything that the enemy has taken from. And then he would take them from that land and bring them to a promised land. He will establish them and make them great and give them a name that is bigger than any name. If they will keep his covenant. Amen? So that was a picture of Israel. Here is who we originally are. But here we are now in captivity. And then the Jubilee was when Moses came and told Pharaoh, let God's people go. That's a Jubilee prayer. That's a Jubilee call. That's a Jubilee season. So when Moses did that, as long as Moses had that call from the Lord, Pharaoh was resisting. But you know, when you receive something from God and you're calling, if Pharaoh is resisting, he's not resisting Moses, he's resisting God. So God had to keep dealing with him until they came out. They came out with their children. This Jubilee season, your children will come back. Amen. They came out, they took their children back. They took their cattle, their business. Then all the money they've been working for, they went, and the Bible says the Egypt was empty. God made them give them years of working suddenly. All their debt was not only paid, but they were given extra. Amen. They were restored manifold. And the Bible said they came out of Egypt, not one was sick. God restored their physical health, emotional health, and brought them out because of the journey that was ahead. So when he brought them out now, he now had to restore, took years to restore back their identity, change their mind, to heal them emotionally, and then brought them through Joshua to the inheritance of the promise God has given to them. Amen? So Jubilee is not just being free, but it's not only being free, but it's being free to be restored back to God's intention for your life and your family. Amen? A similar thing happened. God told them, if you depart, if you fail again and you are alienated from me, the enemy will come again. So you can't just become too comfortable. The enemy will come again, lie to you and deceive you, and then you start following the enemy. Say, if you do that, I warn you many times through prophets, if you don't change, then I will let the enemy take you again captive. And it happened. Babylon took them captive. This is no more Egypt. They were captive in Babylon. The difference between Babylon and Egypt is this. Egypt is we before we got saved. Amen?
Yes, amen.
We came out of darkness. Amen. We are now in church. Babylon is when you are in church, but you're not serving God. You're already saved. You already come out of Egypt. You're already born again, but you're backsliding. And you're living in the, you're in the church, you're a Christian, but there's no difference between you and the world. That's Babylonian spirit. Amen?
Amen?
But the goodness of God is this. What I just read to you, when the children of Israel came out of Egypt and came into their promised land, God says, He knows where we are as humans. So He told them, He said, I'm going to do something. I know you make mistakes, you do all kinds of things, and you go back to your so many all kinds of bondages. Say, but every 50 years, I will cancel everything, and I will bring you back.
Amen.
I'll restore you. So every 50 years, every Jew that will live at least 100 years will have one opportunity to receive a second chance of embracing the plan and purpose of God in their life.
Amen?
Amen? So if we were to follow that principle, we should have a major revival. Since Pentecost, there should be a major move of God at least every 50 years. But it's not so. What do I mean by a major move of God? See, right now, one church there can be doing great. Another church there can be doing great. But many of the churches are still sleeping. Or somebody can start a move of God in Wales, or something can happen in Azusa Street, something can happen here, but it's not like the whole body of Christ experiencing the power of God. Jubilee is not just for one person alone. It's when there's a blanket remembrance of God to release something that awakens the church to its purpose, and then the church affects and impacts the community and the nation. Amen?
Amen?
Now, the final example before we look at some things is this. Why is 250 years today remembered? The last time it was celebrated in 1976. Now, this year, the 50th year. Why is this so important? Why is so much attention given to this 50th year and then this 250? And then the word Jubilee been announced so much. If you go to Philadelphia, you see the Jubilee Bell in Philadelphia has this scripture in it. Leviticus 25:11. It's on the bell. I've been there. It says, sound the Jubilee. It's on the bell. Why is this so significant? First of all, we, by human nature, we forget things easily. God told the children, you forget what God has done. So one, we do things to remember where we came from. But 50 years after, why is it so important? Looking back. 1776, let's use America. America was not a nation. America was still under the British Empire and the expectations of another nation and the desires of another nation. So America was still under the colony, under the oppression and the bondage of the British Empire. So America wants to break out of that, come free from that, and be able to live out their expectations for why they came to this free land. So there has to be a fight. Amen?
Amen.
Like, you know, very tough fight even at the Valley Forge. So after that, 1776, this July 4th, after the Continental Congress, it was declared America is free.
Amen.
Independent.
Amen.
Amen? What does it mean to be independent? I'm not talking in the positive way. They were free. The Jubilee came so that they are free from the expectations of Britain. They are free from the mandates, the taxing, and all the things, and of course all the other religious oppression or whatever fear, they were free from the control, so that now they are independent for what? To find God's plan or purpose for why I'm free. And that happened in 1776. And ever since then, America started living out her own vision and constitution. Do you understand it so far?
Yes.
Okay, let me explain it this way. Because God is talking about us this morning. And I want you to get the picture physically. First, this is Britain. It's a nation of his own. He has his own vision. He has his own constitution. He has his own way of life. And he has everything he said. And he's asking everybody under him, under British Empire, under her sovereignty, to obey and live according to their constitution, their ways of life, and what they want. That's the sovereignty. That's what Babylon wanted. That's what Britain wanted. So everybody was under it. All the nations. So now, 13 colonies of America, this group of warriors, this group of people say, you know what? We can never be what God wants us to be and serve the purpose for which God wants us to be if we are still under this. So they fought for freedom. For what? So here's what freedom does. And why? We as believers, God will open our eyes this morning to see the power of Jubilee. So here's Britain. America breaks out, wins. So Britain is still existing and keeps his own rules, his own constitution. But the reason America came free, let's say America, this is America. America is now a nation. America is now free. America has a vision. America has a purpose. America has a constitution. America has its citizens. So he has his laws and his rules. It's different from the expectations of Britain. So Britain, do your thing. America, do your thing. That's freedom. Amen?
Amen.
Let me ask you a question. Now that America is free, America is living out its destiny, do you know what it means for America to, is it possible for America to come and say, let's live under the Constitution of Britain?
No.
Let's live. No, you're independent. You are now have a constitution. You are now to live in alignment with that so that you can prosper based on the principles of this country. Amen?
Amen.
So you benefit from Jubilee. So my brothers and sisters, that's what happened to Israel. God told Israel, he said, I'm going to bring you out of the house of bondage. From the gods of the Egyptians, the gods of the nation, their lifestyle, everything. I'll bring you out. When I bring you out, I'm going to bring you here, and I'm going to be your God. I'm going to give you my constitution, my commandments. I'm going to give you my ways. I'm going to give you my commandments. But if you obey me, I will make you the head. I will bless you. I will prosper you. I will fight for you. I will do this for you because you keep my rules, isn't it? But he said, if you don't keep my rules and then you go back and start following the gods that govern these people, before you know it, you'll be back under their clutches. But I'll bring you back. I don't know, is it clear so far? Now, this is what is happening. I want us to open to the book of Isaiah 61. Isaiah 61. This Isaiah 61 is exactly the scripture Jesus quoted for why he came. The anointing that was upon his life. It's called the Jubilee anointing. Isaiah 61, it says, the Spirit of the Lord, God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me To preach the good news unto the meek. That's Paul. So we all receive the good news, isn't it? And that's why we're born again. Amen? He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. I was telling you the soulish realm here, what we go through. We're a broken generation. To heal the brokenhearted. That's what the anointing does. He has sent me to proclaim liberty, jubilee, freedom to the captives. The opening of the prison to them that are what? To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. We can't go into the details of this, but let me tell you, rejection is the greatest pain we go through. Yes. He says to proclaim you have been accepted. Amen. In the kingdom. Amen. And the day of the vengeance of the Lord, and to comfort those that are mourned. What is this talking about? What is the anointed? He says the Holy Spirit came for a reason. The Holy Spirit came to bring jubilee to us.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
To bring freedom to us.
Yes.
To bring healing to us. To do something to change us. So I use the physical. So let's look at this before we pray. Spiritually. So remember Egypt, remember America and England. This is who we are. We are flesh, isn't it? Humans. We are spirit, soul. But when we are in the world, when I was in the world, I was in Egypt. I was living for the world, doing things the worldly way, living for the world, without knowing that the spirit of the world is upon me. And I did not know that my life was controlled by the spirit of the age. I couldn't see where I'm going. All I knew was I was just doing the wrong things. But I was enjoying it and living for it because I had nothing to convict me of it. So that's the world. That's Egypt. Amen?
Amen.
So now, the gospel came to me. And the gospel was a good news. And it came with the power of the Holy Spirit. When I received it, I became born again. So God took me out of darkness, out of the world, took me out and gave me the life of his son. I became born again. So what does it mean to be born again? It means I received the message of jubilee, freedom. Amen?
Amen.
But I did not know something. I did not know something until God started showing it to me. And I pray your eyes will open. That's why God gave the illustration. This is Britain. When America came out of Britain, America is a different nation now. Under a different constitution. Under a different lifestyle. For you to benefit, for God to fight, to work for you, you have to work under American laws. Amen?
Amen.
But I did not know. When I got born again, I was still living. It's like America. It's free, but still living for Britain. I'm born again. I say I'm born again, but it's like everything I'm trying to do, I'm still using worldly principles. I'm still using human principles. I'm still using the principles of the laws to govern, to try to govern the spirit. Amen? It cannot work. So God had to teach me that just like America came free from Britain and got his own constitution and is doing well, if you abide by it, you prosper. God says, the law of the Spirit, this Bible is the constitution of heaven.
Amen.
You cannot be born again and not live by this principle.
Amen.
This is a kingdom principle.
Yes.
And he has kingdom ways. And he has kingdom blessings. And he has kingdom process. And as long as we go by this, there are levels of freedom and healing and processes and prosperity that comes based on obeying the principles of this world. Even though Britain still exists and America exists, they are two different nations.
Yes.
Even though I still have this human body, but I have a spiritual nature that is different from my flesh. If I don't leave this for the spirit, my flesh will always control me. So my brothers and sisters, that's been the problem in the church.
Yes, yes.
We are believers, but we don't believe we are in the world, but we're not of the world. We are believers, but we can't separate the flesh from the spirit. This principle, when I started following and teaching, it was not easy. Because my flesh did not like it. Such a narrow way. Amen? But later as I started following it, it brought healing to my brokenness. It brought freedom to things there's no man that could have set me free. It started showing me and doing things. As I started obeying God kingdom way, I started seeing things kingdom way. And then God started prospering me kingdom way. Amen? The challenges I face, like every one of us, is now dealt kingdom way. I just told you the story of how so limited we are, just looking for a sprinkler. I couldn't find it until I said, help me. And I went back and found it. I wasn't blind when I was there all this while. God is teaching me, you belong to a kingdom. You have a father. So, why did I share this? We won't go into details, but I want to pray with you. We have been in such seasons. Hopefully you remember everything we've shared so we don't go back. We've been in such seasons like Israel as the body of Christ that we are so entangled with the world that we are not seeing the full benefit of what it means to be a Christian. We are living as if everything God has promised here does not exist. And God knows it. So God knew that we are human. He knew the church would go through things. And so God said, I will do again, and the glory of the latter house will be greater than what I did in the past. So God is going to do something that, and we've been saying it. So, and we've been preaching it. And some of us are experiencing it here and there. But I just want to let you know that when the word for 250 years of America started coming, the Lord started dealing with me. It's not just about America. It's just a sign of the season. And I'm using a physical alarm, a physical picture, like the wise men seeing the star, to open the eyes of those in the spirit to see, to receive a season of entering into a jubilee in their life. A time of deliverance, a time of freedom, a time of healing, a time of restoration, a time of miraculous encounters with God. That's what the Lord wants me to tell you, to start believing this year for you to have a personal jubilee in your life. For you to experience jubilee in your family, whether children, whether marriage. Jubilee is restoration. No matter how destroyed it is, God will restore it. No matter how dead it is, God will raise it back. No matter how far it's been gone, God will draw it back. God wants to reveal himself to you in a jubilee way. Because he cares. Because he cares. So this morning, out of obedience, we're going to share more of this, especially as we enter into the fall season. We're going to call it 21 days of really aligning, and you'll see the result. Personally, I'll give you an example. When God started preparing me for this year's jubilee, I had the opportunity of, the Lord showed me something. I had the opportunity to be with a group of people in Chicago, and the meeting was to take place at the Trump Tower. So we went there. I was given a room on the 22nd floor. And we got there. And The day we got there, we met that evening, and then the meeting was to continue the next day. I went into my room, and I just like every other meeting, going to any other meeting, I wasn't thinking. And I went to my room, I slept, and I just prayed. And suddenly, that morning, something happened. And that experience, that was last year, the experience and what I saw has been carrying me in a level in the spirit to deal to. I started addressing and dealing with situation from that understanding. What do I mean by that? The Bible says, as you encounter God, as you behold him, you are transformed, you are changed. You see, when Moses went up to that mountain, when he came back, it was not the same experience he operated the day before. He was operating now. Moses now started preparing a place for God's presence after the experience in the mountain. When Abraham went to the mountain to sacrifice Isaac, he had an experience that changed his life. Today they say that encounter, they call it Jehovah Jireh. In the mountain it shall be seen that God is a provider. There are encounters and experience. When we encounter it, our physical and soulish problems are no more seen from the level we were. We are not seen from a different level of that encounter. This year, even this morning, God wants to encounter you. So you can begin to see from a different level. Every encounter experience you have with God makes you see things from the lens of God from a different level. We are not to remain the same as believers, to go from glory to glory. But you can't go from glory to glory without a shift from an encounter. So, ever since that time, God allowed me to see things and experience things that has caused me to address problems and deal with problems better than I used to before then. Yes, amen?
Amen?
And have more peace. So this morning, I want to ask you as we pray, where are you with God? What is it that is keeping you from going to the next place with God? What are you fighting? What is taking your time? What is consuming? What is contending for the hunger God has put in you? What are your dreams? What is God stirring in your heart that you feel something is standing in your way? God, remove it so I can get to where I need to be. Where's the next level of God's relationship with you? My brothers, nobody can ever arrive in this world, because God is so big and he wants you to go from glory to glory. Yesterday is good, but today's experience needs to take you to the next level. So, where's the hunger? Some of us are here. Maybe the prayer for you this morning, God, create in me a hunger for more of you. Some of you might be here, God, I just need a breakthrough. I just need you to lift this. Some of you might be here, it just might be financial. Some might be favor. Some might be healing. Some might, it just, whatever it is, some might be, God, I just want to know you. Some might be, God, open the door. It might be your cry, but God knows even better. But this morning, the thing is, I just want you to have a jubilee experience this year. But let that impartation begin today. If you're here, I don't know what your need is, but God knows. There's a cry in your heart for more. There's a desire for a shift in your situation. You need a miracle. Whatever it is, God knows. If you will come to the front here, I want to pray with you. I just want to release what God is putting in my spirit to pray. If a shift, a hunger, a cry, a desire, what experience has carried me from last year to this year? The problem I used to look at a certain way and cry, because of what God did, He showed me what to do. And since last year to now, that experience is helping me overcome things more easier, have more peace. So I pray that after this morning, God will do something in your heart. You're moving to the next level. So if you want prayer, if you don't want to come out, that's okay. But those of you that want to come out, you can just come to the front here. You can sit where you are. You can stand where you are. It just don't matter, but I just want to make a contact. Hallelujah. Salaboshko brendi kayabas. Sulumakayasa. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. As the deer panted for the waters, oh my soul longed after, oh Rabasati, you alone are my heart, the oh Jesus, Kalabakis. To worship thee. As the deer panted forth the waters, oh my soul longed after, oh Jesus, you alone are my heart, desire and I long to worship you alone are my strength, my shield. To you hello, may my spirit peace. You alone are my heart, desire and I long to you alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. Desire and I long to worship you. You alone are my strength, Kunde Brala Sata Sharame.
shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. You're my friend, and you are my brother, even though you are a king. I love you more than any other, so much more than anything. You alone. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You desire, and I long to worship you. Lord, I give you my heart, I give you my soul, I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm awake, Lord, have your way in me. Lord, I give you my heart, I give you my soul, I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm away. Lord, have your way in me. This is my desire to honor you. Lord, with all my heart, I worship you. All I have within me, I give you praise. All that I adore is in you. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm awake. Lord, have your way in me. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm awake. Lord, have your way in me. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need you, my one defense, my righteousness. Oh God, how I need you. Lord, we need you. Oh, we need you. Every hour we need you. Our one defense, our righteousness. Oh God, how we need you. I need you, Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every my righteousness, oh God, how I need you. I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like thine can peace accord. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need. Bless I come to thee, I need thee, oh, I need thee. Now, my Savior, I come to thee. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour, I need. I come to thee, for I am thine, O Lord. I have heard thy voice, and it told thy love to me. How I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Draw me nearer, draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. I am thine, O Lord. I have heard thy voice, and it told thy love to me. How I long to rise in the arms of love and be closer drawn to thee. Draw me nearer, draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Draw me nearer, draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Break me, mold me, fill me and use me, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me, fall on us, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us, break us, mold us, fill us and use us, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, thou art welcome in this place. Breathe on me, breath of God. Fill me with life anew, that I may love what thou dost love, and do what thou would do. Breathe on us, breath of God. Fill us with life anew, that we may love what thou dost love, and do what thou would do. Can you hear the sound of heaven? It's like the sound of many waters. It's the sound of worship coming from his throne. There are cries of adoration as men from every nation lift their voice to make his glory known. They're singing, "Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord." The elders and angels bow. The redeemed, we worship you now. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. You are holy. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. Hallelujah. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. The elders and angels bow. With the redeemed, we worship you now. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. You are holy, 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 holy are you, Lord. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. The elders and angels bow, the redeemed, we worship you now. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. All the saints and angels bow before your throne. All the elders cast their crowns before the Lamb of God and sing, "You are worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all. Far from you are all things, and from you are all things. You deserve the glory. Worthy of it all. Yes, Lord, you're worthy. You're worthy, Lord. You are worthy of it all. You're worthy, Lord. And from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory. Day and night, night and day, lifts our eyes. Day and night, night and day, let it incense our eyes. Day and night, night and day, let incense arise day and night and day. Let incense arise day and night and day. Let incense arise. You are worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all. For from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory. Lord, you're worthy. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all. For from you are all things, and to you are all things. Lord, you deserve the glory. And from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory. And from you are all things, and to you are all things. Lord, you deserve the glory. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. Yes. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. Alpha and Omega. You are Yahweh. Alpha and Omega. You are Yahweh. 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 You are Yahweh, Alpha and Omega. You are Yahweh, Alpha and Omega. You are Yahweh, 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 you are Yahweh. Alpha and Omega. You are Yahweh. Alpha and Omega. You are Yahweh. 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 You are are Yahweh, Alpha and Omega. You are Yahweh, Alpha and Omega. You are Yahweh, Alpha and Omega. You are Yahweh, Alpha and Omega. So we bow down and worship Yahweh. 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 Call him Yahweh. 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 Yahweh, 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 Yahweh. Yahweh, 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 Yahweh.
Father, we thank you. We thank you. We honor you. Father, we thank you that your word never returns void, but it creates the pathway. It goes before you, before your people, to make crooked ways straight, rough places smooth. Father, thank you that you clear every part and you scatter the gates of brass. You cut asunder the bars of iron so you can release the expectations of your people. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for breaking through roadblocks. I thank you for removing obstacles. I thank you for visitations, encounters into new seasons of rejoicing because of your faithfulness. Thank you for your healing. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We're going to take this. Isaiah, if you want to join me. It's a covenant. It's a New Testament covenant. And this covenant has a voice. The blood speaks. Amen? And it speaks the promises of God. And it speaks better things. Amen? So as we take this communion this morning, just personally pray that this will seal that which you have prayed and that which you're expecting God, that everything that you're requesting and prayed that God will fulfill, God will seal with the blood. And that this blood will speak for you. Especially in this season. As the shaking is in the world, the mark of God's protection hand will be upon your life. You shall experience encounters, visitations in Jesus' name. So Father, I thank you that your word will speak and speak clearly to your people in this season. Help us, O God, to obey your word. We are in this world, but we operate under your kingdom systems, under your kingdom principles, so we can be beneficiary of the inheritance you have for us. We give you the praise. In Jesus. You can take it.
Father, we thank you for the voice of the blood. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that is speaking even right now. And so, Lord, we ask that today let all our names be brought before you. Let every record be opened in heaven. As many as have been in this service, let the voice of that blood speak over our lives, over our situations, as you do good to America on this Jubilee celebration. May each of us have our own portion, our inheritance. Let that blood speak forth right now. We receive the benefits of the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.